This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, everybody, we back. Carla, I can't do this to the club. Can you please just do this for me?
Please do this for me, Carla.
You can't do what, Junior?
Read to these men.
The questions, the CLO questions?
In this voice. No, I can't do that. I can't. I love them, but I can't do this to them. Not this.
Can you supposed to know if
No. Go ahead, Carla.
All right, so let's say this, though. We got at the top of the hour, too, we got entertainment news coming up. But first, let's go ask the CLO. Selena in Richmond says, I just got married, and I have two sons, and my husband has a daughter, so we're blending our family. He told me to include his sister's four kids when I'm buying gifts for our children. Why should I have to spend my money on his sister's children?
See, when you blend the families, you're thinking you're going to blend the immediate family.
Right.
What you probably didn't anticipate was he was blending his family with all his responsibility. He been helping his sister kids out because the sister's man that had these babies ain't worth a damn.
There you go.
That's what didn't happen. And bruh been just stepping up to the plate to make sure that his sister's kids have a decent Christmas too.
That's right.
And that's what has happened. And so,
yes,
it's all right. It's just a, you know, it's just
a
kind gesture.
Yeah.
You know, God blesses you to become a blessing.
Yeah.
And your man want to make sure that all the kids have a nice holiday and everything. And it ain't just your money anyway. It's y'all's money. And if you don't get off this me, my train, then y'all, you going to be looking for another man. For real, like Carla just said it. He a good dude, man. He trying to make it right for everybody. That's the responsibility of being a man.
Yeah, he's a good man.
You know what my father told me? My father told me before he died, he said, son, real men are responsible for all the lives they touch. And if you don't want to be that, then don't touch nobody's life. But once you touch it, you got to be responsible.
Two of ain't gonna get touchdowns. Everybody ain't getting gifts.
You know what? Be quiet.
Hey, you just read the damn show. Is what you do.
Let's move on. Kelvin is
there. That's where you focus at.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, no kids ain't getting gifts.
Somebody asked you nothing. Go ahead, Carl.
All right, Kelvin in Syracuse. My girlfriend's best friend is staying with her for the weekend, and my girl wouldn't let me spend the night over her house because she doesn't want me around her friend. Is this a sign that she doesn't trust me or that she doesn't trust her girl?
Yes, you don't. Yeah, it's all about you. She know. See, the part you leaving out is how fine her friend is. That's the part.
Yeah.
And she don't trust you. She know her girl walking around half naked, bouncing and stuff, all like that. No, man. And that's what it is. It ain't her
girlfriend.
Everybody
hit that refrigerator at 2 a.m.
Bro.
Everybody.
See, and for him to even say, is it she don't trust me or she don't trust her?
Right.
Bruh, for you to even ask that, you know good and hell well, she done sensed by the way you look at her, oh. Ain't no need of you coming over here. Mm-hmm. Let's just wait till she go home. And, bruh, you know it. I don't even know why you wrote that letter to Uncle Steve like I wasn't going to be able to see through that.
There you go, Kelvin.
Yep. And now he trying to get some inside information because if she don't trust me, I know why. But if she don't trust her, is her girlfriend feeling? Uncle Steve.
Come on, CLO.
No, man, I've been a man a whole... I've been a man my whole life, dog. We ain't even that complicated.
But she is fine, though, dog. She is fine.
As hate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
As hell.
Spot on.
All right.
Ooh, she's
there you go, Kelvin. You ain't slick. All right, moving on. Brianna and Waycross. My husband got our mail carrier pregnant. I have accepted the baby, who's two now. What I can't accept is that our friends still joke about the baby. They call him priority mail or special delivery and other names. Why won't he stop them?
They wrong for this.
FedEx, what's up?
Wrong for this.
Yeah,
what's up? Brown do for you?
Yeah, all right now.
That's a good name.
Yeah. Yeah, you know you got here because somebody was at home to sign for you. Oh, wow. Yeah. It ain't nothing, Yeah, they need to stop. That's, dog. He got the mail carrier pregnant.
And she's accepted the baby. Go ahead, Brianna. Mm-hmm. Better woman than me.
Man, that baby be in that mail bag and be going somewhere else.
You got the mail lady pregnant, dog?
Yeah, dog. She was bringing checks by and, you know, just dropped off some more stuff. Let me go. Come on in here. Let me help you sort your mail. Yeah, yeah. She was going inside. She was special delivering, dog. She wasn't sticking the mail in the mailbox. She was hand delivering his mail. Inside opening it. In there licking envelopes, paying bills.
But the wife, Brianna, is forgiving her husband, and she's accepted the baby. She just wants...
Where they do that at?
Well, Brianna's done it.
Other than fences, where they do that at?
Bro, let me tell you something. Every time mail come to the house, it would be a disruptive thing. I would have the mail stop coming to my house. I'd get a P.O. box.
Yeah. So you have no advice for Brianna?
Not a damn thing. Ain't nothing I can tell you. I don't know. You're lucky I ain't over there because I'd had a whole lot of more names for the baby. So don't ask us.
You're no help. All right, let's move
hell
on.
Hell no. Mm-mm. Pony right. Express. You know.
Are you done with the names?
Yeah.
She just asked for people to stop and you just asked.
Okay, and I just wanted to know. They probably left out some really good ones too, though. So just, I would just.
It's the baby. You're done?
Okay.
You ready? Last P-O. One. Malcolm. Did you say P.O.?
Is that the baby name?
Little P.O., what's up? Post office.
You can't help yourself.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead, one more.
All right. Malcolm in Shreveport. I saw photos of my wife hugged up with a rapper after a concert. My coworker showed me the photos that his wife showed him. They were pics from a meet and greet, and I feel she could have told me about them. Am I wrong to be mad?
Well, you can be mad, but it wasn't nothing but a picture of the little rapper, you know, depending on which one it was. That's all.
I hope it wasn't Usher. If it was Usher, you better be careful.
Yeah.
Usher's a singer. He's not a rapper.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Usher be doing a lot of these people's girlfriends.
Yeah, depending on which one it was, you know.
Okay. So is he wrong? Is Malcolm wrong?
It ain't the picture you need to worry about. You need to hope it ain't a video nowhere.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG. Huh.